The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
There is a story today that we didn't get to on radio that just really had me livid when I was reading it last night. This liberal professor who from the University of Delaware, Catherine Detweiler, she last week said that Otto Warmbier, the student in North Korea who was tortured to death, got exactly what he deserved. Mm. What the hell? How can you... What happened to the compassion of these people? Where, I guess you can only be compassionate if it's an animal or if it's a communist. And then you can feel bad for them. Or
Islamic
a terrorist.
Extremist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yep.
But fortunately, University of Delaware fired her, which is they actually just announced she will not be rehired to teach at the university in the future. But she, they said the University of Delaware is committed to providing students in our community with an inclusive and supportive atmosphere characterized by respect and civility. And somehow they thought that, she didn't exemplify that, by saying
so
that this guy got what he deserved because he took a poster off the wall. Really? He deserved to be tortured and killed because he took a poster off the wall?
These are the people who will tell you
madness.
Leonard Peltier, who murdered FBI agents,
should be set free
immediately. That what's his face from Philadelphia, who shot a cop at point blank range, should be released from prison. Mumia Abu Jamal should be released from prison immediately.
It's the same people.
It's so weird. It's so freaking weird.
Listen to what she said. Otto is typical of the mindset of a lot of the young, white, rich, clueless males who come into my classes. These are the same kids who cry about their grades because they didn't think they'd really have to read and study the material to get a good grade. They simply deserve a good grade. I'm choking on her words. I can't even get them out. For being who they are. Or instead of crying, they bluster and threaten their female professors. Now, what is that what he did? She also said, students like Warmbier think nothing of raping drunk girls at frat parties and snorting cocaine, cheating on exams and threatening professors with physical violence.
I mean, God, good heavens. This man is dead. What evidence do we have that he has ever raped anyone? What do you mean, students like him? Rapists? What? There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Absolutely unhinged. Mm. Absolutely unhinged the lunacy of the left. You know, I'm no fan of Michael Savage, but I really think that he's onto something with this liberalism as a mental disorder, because these people literally seem insane.
Yeah, certainly at some levels it does turn into that.
Wow.
You know, Glenn talked about this a little bit on radio today, and that, like, you can just get to that point, I think, when you come up as a hyper-partisan, you will do anything to justify that you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You'll look over anything, life and death. I mean, it's, you know, we talk about this with pro-life all the time. People will overlook the fact that, you know, 53 million babies have died as if it's this passing partisan issue. Oh, well, you're on the right, and you're wrong because you're on the right. It's like, how are you not considering this a tad more deeply than that? I mean, it's fascinating to me to watch, because I can understand, like, when there's nuance to it. There's really not on things like that. On things like this, the man has shown he has no record. It's not like this is a guy who was terrible his whole life and then he gets in trouble.
He's just
a normal kid who went to college and tried something a little bit crazy.
That he's rich and spoiled. There's no indication of any of that. I don't even know that the guy's rich. Maybe he was. Maybe his family was.
Yeah, I mean, I saw an interview with his family and Tucker Carlson, who showed his bedroom, like where he slept. I mean, it looked like a very normal suburban bedroom. It did not look like he lived in a mansion or anything like that. I mean, I don't know. Mm. Maybe they are wealthy. I don't know. But again, that wealth did nothing to get the president of the United States to do anything for him until Trump got in office. And
right.
seemingly, as his parents did credit. Again, we're giving Trump credit here that Trump apparently had
that.
Something to do with it, or at least the administration did.
His dad certainly thought
yeah.
he had something to do with it. Mm-hmm.